My name is Katsia Aurelian. I'm a nurse practitioner. This dictation was done on October 4th, 2022 for patient Juan Fernandez, J-U-A-N-F-E-R-N-A-N-D-E-Z. Number one, chronic kidney disease, stage 4. This CKD is likely related to diabetic nephropathy and nephrosclerosis associated with hyperlipidemia, hypertension, obesity, and hyperuricemia. Period. My patient presents with kidney functions that have slightly declined with the BUN of 72 from 54, creatinine of 3.98 from 3.33, and AGFR of 17 from 21. There is evidence of selective and non-selective proteinuria. The urine albumin to creatinine ratio of 965 milligrams and urine protein to creatinine ratio of 1,442 milligrams from 2,640 milligrams noted. Period. There is no activity in the urinary sediments. However, there is 3-plus glucosuria related to uncontrolled diabetes, period. The patient has lost a total of 17 pounds by portion control and decreasing his overall intake of processed foods, period. And due to this decrease in weight, there is a mild improvement in the proteinuria. However, we emphasized the importance of continued weight loss as well as intake of a plant-based diet, period. Due to the advancement in kidney disease, we cannot start him on SGLT2, Farxiga, or Jardiance, nor can we start Kerendia, period. He denies any... No, disregard. He reports... nocturia 5 times a night. This nocturia could be related to the uncontrolled diabetes as well. However, to rule out obstructive uropathy, we will order a post-void pelvic ultrasound and a PSA, period. The renal ultrasound ordered at the last visit was not completed, so we reordered it. Period. He is demonstrating evidence of trace bilateral peripheral edema, and we emphasize the importance of decreased fluid intake of 40 to 45 ounces in 24 hours, as well as decrease in sodium intake. Period. The next line. Anemia of chronic disease. His HNH is 10.3 and 32%. We will order iron studies for further evaluation. The next line, proteinuria as per number one. Next line, type 2 diabetes mellitus with hyperglycemia / diabetic nephropathy. A patient presents with A1C of 12.8% from 11.1%. He follows with Dr. Ware and states that his insulin dosages were recently adjusted 2 weeks ago by Dr. Ware, period. We started him on Rybelsus and gave him 3 milligram samples for use. We also sent prescriptions of 7 milligrams Rybelsus to the specialty pharmacy as well as his pharmacy to see if it would be covered, period. The patient would greatly benefit from this regimen to help decrease his A1C and protect his heart, period. We also emphasize the importance of a diabetic diet and avoidance of simple carbohydrates, period. Next line, hyperuricemia with a uric acid of 16.7, period. We started him on allopurinol, 100 milligrams daily, and discussed at great length the importance of a diet low in purine-rich foods as well as animal protein, period. We discussed treatment of Krystexxa if we cannot get the uric acid level at goal by the next visit. The patient was given written information and he verbalizes understanding, period. The next line, obesity with a BMI of 44. He weighs 325 pounds today and has lost 17 pounds total, period. We encourage him to lose at least 10 pounds by the time we see him again. And with the help of the Rybelsus, this is very achievable, period. Next line, hyperlipidemia. We will order a lipid panel, continue with the statin regimen. Next line, congestive heart failure. He follows with Dr. Athapan, cardiology. Next line, diabetic retinopathy. We will reevaluate this case in 3 months with laboratory workup. We recommend referral to Hannah Campbell for strict management of the diabetes. And we recommend a diet low in potassium due to serum potassium of 5, period, and